40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper in Chicago. The January 6th House Select Committee votes unanimously to adopt the report of their finding that includes four criminal referrals against former President Trump and some of his allies. CBS's Scott McFarland lays them out.
It's an obstruction of an official proceeding charge. There's a conspiracy to defraud the United States. There's false statements willingly made to the United States. And then there's incitement of an insurrection, a charge so severe, none of the 930 people charged so far in January 6th and the U.S. Capitol riot have faced that charge.
The U.S. Supreme Court keeps Title 42 immigration restrictions in place for now. More from CBS's Matt Piper.
Chief Supreme Court Justice John Roberts has temporarily blocked ending a pandemic-era policy of rapidly expelling migrants caught at the U.S.-Mexico border. What's known as Title 42 was set to end Wednesday, and a host of migrants have been holed up at the border awaiting that to happen so that they can cross into the U.S. Roberts' decision came with a request of Republican officials in 19 states, led by Arizona and Louisiana.
Dangerous cold air could put a freeze on holiday plans.
Some serious cold. Cold that's going to extend all the way down to the south, where highs will likely not get above freezing by the end of the week. And some areas will have wind chills that feel like 40 degrees below zero.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist Chris Warren. Blizzard conditions are also in the forecast for the Midwest and Great Lakes region starting Thursday. Justice plays out in a mass shooting case in Ohio. CBS's Jim Crisula reports.
George Wagner IV has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. The 31-year-old man was convicted in the 2016 killings of eight members of a southern Ohio family. Wagner declined to make a statement in court, and his lawyers say he maintains his innocence.
Authorities alleged Wagner, his brother, and their parents plotted the killings amid a dispute over custody of Wagner's niece. At a White House Hanukkah reception, President Biden calls on Americans to join in the fight against rising anti-Semitism in the U.S., saying hate will not prevail.
As your president, I want to make this clear. As my dad would say, and many of you have said, silence is complicity. We must not remain silent. And I made no bones about it from the very beginning. I will not be silent.
Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte